This is the point in our service where we take a moment to address our covenant children. So, good morning, kids. My name is Pastor Gutierrez. A lot of people call me PG for short. And I want to talk to you today about what it means to live like a Christian. But first of all, I want to ask you a question, and I'd like for you to raise both of your hands if you want to respond with yes. If you raise your hands, if any of you have a younger or older brother or sister or a cousin or a friend. Let's see, raise your hands really high. Can't see? Okay, good. All right, now raise your hands again if you have ever had that brother, sister, or friend fall down and get hurt and cry. Let's see. Have you ever seen one of your friends? Okay, yeah, me too. Well, I remember when I was younger, I was playing on a playground set, and all of a sudden, I started feeling stinging on my back. And it turns out that a lot of different wasps had flown down my shirt and were stinging me. And I was jumping, and I was screaming, and I was running all over the place because it hurt so bad. What would you guys think if, while I was getting stung like that, someone just walked by and said, that's interesting, and just shrugged their shoulders? Would you say that that person loved me? What would you guys think? Probably not, right? They probably didn't care too much about me. Well, sometimes we get hurt. Sometimes things happen to us. We fall down. We might break a bone. We might scrape our knees or our elbows. Oftentimes, as kids, we bump our heads. If you've ever seen someone get hurt and burst into tears, what is the way that we should act when that happens? Should we laugh? Should we keep on playing? No, right? We should stop what we're doing and we should help them. We should go to get help, or we should sit with them, or we should tell them we're so sorry that they got hurt. Why? Because loving people means you help them. Because you love them. Now, do we have to be a doctor to help somebody who's scraped their knee or their elbow? What do you guys think? No, right? We can't fix everybody's problems, but we can love them in small ways. There are little ways we can help people who are hurting. My wife, Alicia, went to school one day when she was in elementary school, and she said one of the kids forgot their lunch. Have you ever forgotten your lunch when you went to school? Let's see a show of hands. Okay, a few people. Well, my wife, Alicia, said that one of the kids in school forgot their lunch, and they were so sad. But then everyone else started taking things from their lunch and giving it to this kid who had forgotten his lunch. Soon he had the biggest lunch out of everybody. He had all these yummy things from everyone else's lunch, and he had the best lunch out of all of them. What do you think this kid's face looked like when he received all those yummy things? Do you think he was still sad? No, he was so, so happy. Today we're going to learn about what it means to love people. In the Bible, God teaches us that whoever wants to love God must also love the people who are around us, those who we see, our brothers. And who in the Bible teaches us the most about love? Who shows us what love really looks like? Jesus. He shows us that when we're hurting and when we're in pain, He shows up and He loves us so much that He gave up everything for us to take care of us. He even gave up His own life for our sakes so that we could be in heaven with Him. Isn't it amazing how much God loves us? With that in mind, let me pray for you as we go into our sermon. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for our covenant children. Lord, we thank You that we know that Your blessing and Your love pours over to them. And Father, we pray this morning that we would love our younger brothers and sisters, that we would love them well, that we would pray for them as we have promised. Lord, that we would care for their pains and their hurts even now. And that, Lord, at this young age, You would help these boys and girls to trust and love You. Lord, help them to embrace Your gospel, and help that love to overflow in their hearts and to spill over to those around them. Help teach them, Lord, to love their brothers and sisters, their friends, their cousins, with a tangible and real love. For we ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We will now be turning to our study in James, so I invite you to open your Bibles to James chapter 5.